Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth and the moon and Mars who's a Packer fan needs information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde. Every day of the year, we do our part. 94.5 ESPN. It's still more than a week before the Packers play. Good afternoon, Jason.
What about Uranus?
Is that a planet still?
Well, it was Uranus for most of my young life, and since my older brother is turned in astronomy and had a telescope from the time he was about six, I was aware for a long time that it was not Uranus, it was Uranus, and I don't know when it changed, but seems like an odd change. Do you know the history behind it? You know, maybe you know it. Did you have a telescope?
Only the goat knows.
Man, my goat. No, the goat is no longer with us. Did you have a telescope? Did you have a telescope, Jason?
Jason, what's up, buddy? Hey,
I'm on Google pronunciation here, and when I hit this button, hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not Uranus. That's not how we're saying it.
I know. I'd have to go back. I can't. My brother's no longer alive to ask him. I never heard him call it anything but Uranus his whole life.
It is pronounced Uranus.
Uh-huh.
The alternative pronunciation was only invented in the 1950s for the science program at the Sky at Night.
Wow.
The program opted for the alternative pronunciation because, well, I assume they didn't enjoy people saying
it was well. The other thing is, it's a relative. It's a relatively in terms of planets that get attention. That's pretty much near the bottom.
Once again, nice.
There are various things that
nice analogy
give you
there.
Information you want to know about Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury, whatever, Pluto. Actually, I don't think that's a planet anymore. Didn't they get rid of that?
Pluto was it was demoted to a dwarf planet. Uranus or Uranus, seventh planet from the sun.
Yeah.
Gaseous cyan ice giant made out of water, ammonia, and methane.
Ooh.
So with methane, maybe Uranus is the right thing to call it.
Aqua planet. Is that where Aquaman lives?
Uranus? I just thought my brother was weird. He had more interest in astronomy than girls. I never.
All right. Anyway, Jason, what's the stud tight end we picked up? We got a new starting tight end?
No. Young guy. Another young guy, right?
Oh.
No. Ben Sims. Ben Sims is not a stud starting tight end. And,
darn it.
He is wearing number 89, so he now has Mercedes Lewis's old number. But no, he's another young, inexperienced guy. This one undrafted, out of Baylor.
Loading up, baby. We're loading up.
Some you could say that. You wouldn't be telling the truth, but you could say that they're loading.
Okay, I'm depressed now. Go ahead, Homer.
I saw the Packer yearbook today at in the bookstore. I was looking for another one, and their headline is "Rise and Shine." And I thought that's pretty good. I like that. I can't think of a better slogan for this year. What do you think? I like "Rise and Shine." That means that you recognize that you're not real high, so you got to rise. And if you rise, then you'll shine. You got a better.
Sure.
You got a better. No, you're
really reaching right now.
Me? No, I'm not. I like
yeah, you
it.
Are.
What do you mean? Am I like? What do you mean? I'm. It's good.
I tell you what they need. They need to. It would be a great homage to and maybe Pebble can get the music fired up for me. It'd be a great homage to the old school Milwaukee Bucks. They could use the theme song "Green and Growing," and they could adjust it for the Packers instead of Milwaukee Bucks, green and growing, better each year.
Sounds like algae.
It's one of my favorite songs. That and the San Diego Chargers old fight song, both the best.
I don't think this. I don't think it has any juice. But green and growing, yeah, you could do that. What, green and gold and growing? What would it be?
None of the above.
I like Rise and Shine better.
Brutal back then, brutal now.
Yeah, that's not your kind of music.
Yeah, I think slogans are for losers. I think slogans
really?
Are for teams that.
Wow.
That, well, in professional sports, yeah, Tony, if you could see it. In college, I got no problem with that in college. That's a college thing or a high school thing. But if you're a professional sports team, I don't picture the Showtime Lakers.
There you have it. Like there it is. There was their name, Showtime Lakers.
No, they didn't. That wasn't like the theme of the season. That was what they – that was given to them, not by the team itself. No one on the beat has called these guys – the Rise and Shine crew.
No one.
Well, but I
and no one will.
No,
I mean, they won't call themselves.
That was
that
my
either.
Point. I like it. I know the team did it, and you understand the team. But I thought that's to me is indirectly admitting that you're rebuilding.
Oh, we can't use that word.
I know. No, so you use word. Rise and Shine. Don't you? Don't you agree?
That sounds like wake up.
Don't you agree that that's what they have to do, Jason? They have to rise and shine.
Have they ever, in the last 30 years,
yeah.
had a quote unquote theme when they had Hall of Fame quarterbacking?
I'd have to go back and look. I've never bought the yearbook of the Packers before, so I don't know what they had on past yearbooks.
Yeah, I used to. I wrote.
The answer
is
no.
Yeah, no. My guess is when Favre first started, they might have had something with Ron Wolf. We'll go back and go 92 because that's what we're talking about right here. This is 91, 92 again.
And in fairness, I mean, just because they use that on the cover of the yearbook doesn't mean that like the team is using it.
Correct.
So.
But I'm saying I like it, and I'm getting no help from either of you. There, you don't see any juice in it at all. Go Pack, rise and shine. There's not you guys.
Quite frankly, you're not getting any help because I expect more from the GOAT.
All right. Yeah, let's get into the GOAT again.
No, let's just go back to rise and shine. I don't know if we have particulars. Did we get to how many points the defense needs to give up? Or I know. No, my point was this. This is what I want to see if you'll join the club. There is no pressure on anybody, the Green Bay Packers. This is a warm-up season. There's only one person who, if he does badly this year, could
he's
get
already
fired.
Said no.
I know, but let me just tell you, it's the defensive coordinator. That's it.
You had anybody him at warm-up.
Else? Anybody else? They're coming back for a second year unless they just so pathetically embarrass the team, and I think that's going to be almost impossible to do because. The recognition of the general manager of the limitations that he's created because of a team that's that young. There's only one person that if they don't do well is gone, and that's the defensive coordinator. Other than that, if Jordan Love doesn't do well, he's back. Head coach doesn't do well, he's back. You name anybody, don't do well, still coming back. Other than the defensive coordinator.
By the way, he said no about 45 seconds ago.
I wanted to make sure that I made
you're just
clear.
Being thorough with what the
thorough.
Club was.
And now,
yes.
with Jason, will you
he's
join
still
that club?
Say no.
No.
All right. Because
I think there are others that are under pressure. Do I think that Goody is under pressure or LaFleur, barring a spectacularly awful season,
no.
which I don't anticipate either. No,
right.
but. What if they don't see a big step forward in their offensive line play or their running game or the wide receivers, right? Like, you know, there were some people that thought that maybe Jason Vrabel wasn't exactly a great wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
How much do Watson and Dobbs develop?
I agree with that. I don't even count those positions that important to even. You know, that's like if the punter has a bad year,
well,
he's not going to be
nobody.
Back. All right.
You said nobody other than
again,
Joe
that's
Barry,
why I'm
so
glad you said of anybody of significance. The offensive coordinator, no significance. Your head coach is the offensive coordinator. The wide receivers coach, nobody knew who the hell the wide receivers coach is other than you for the last 30 years. But again, you clarified, and I have to, that means I have to regroup with the people. I have to make a list, and so that I'd have a chance for you to join the club.
All right, so here's the question I have for you, and we asked this on the show today, this morning, because when I look at this team, I remain my 6-11 prediction.
Yeah.
I'm open to that being higher, but that's kind of what I'm expecting. But what if they had, because Tausch was talking about how he thinks, you know, it could get pretty ugly if they started very slowly, right? And he's not wrong. I agree with him. But the Detroit Lions last year started the year 1-6. Then they beat the Packers that day at Ford Field, and they won 8 of their next 10 to finish 9-8. They didn't make the playoffs, but they kept the Packers out of the playoffs, and they finished 9-8. If the Green Bay Packers have the exact same season, and Jared Goff last year had a rebirth, and now they're talking about how good he can be now in Detroit. So if they can do that, they start out losing 6 of their first 7, and then win 8 of their last 10 to finish 9-8 and miss the playoffs, will you be happy with the Packers season? Will you be satisfied?
I will.
I would be. I mean, I can't. I was shocked that there were people that said no.
Why would I say no? You got a winning season.
Yeah, I just think they must. I had one guy reply and say, "No, anything less than 11 wins."
Oh, geez.
We're chasing a well,
that's,
hard.
No, and that, but that's just fans. Fans aren't making any of the decisions. It's a question of what the people.
Fans aren't making any sense.
Right, but I'm asking you guys.
Yeah.
If you, because
I would be very happy with the season.
I said 8-9. I throw a party.
So, I don't know. I understand fans, and I understand their optimism and their hope. But the bottom line is, it's really hard. And I think we're going to see how hard it can be. And it's not going to be as easy as sometimes it may have looked in preseason. And these growing pains are not always going to be fun. But we'll have to wait and see how they handle it. Because it's going to be, there's going to be some challenges here. And the folks that have very high expectations or very high hopes. Maybe they're not really expectations. Maybe they're just hopes. But it'll be
hopes. So they believe that Goody. You have to believe Goody is a really good GM because you're expecting that the picks he made, even though they're young, they're going to be good. And that's tough.
Yeah.
Because many.
If all right, great.
Man. If they won, I mean, I'm having a party at 8-9, so 9 wins. Oh, baby! By the way, Jason, McDonald's used to have soda for $1. Then they went to $1.29, and today, when I made my order, I told the lady, there's no way it's that
soda
much.
Prices are up,
it's
Jason.
No way it's that much.
Terrible day.
She says, look at your receipt. I go up, $1.79. From 129 to 179, you
gouging
can't do
you.
That. That's like 50% increase or 40%. How do you do that?
Like a half a gallon of gas.
Is there some sort of like cocoa bean shortage or something?
I think they've come to the conclusion that even at 179, it's still a deal because other fast food places.
It costs 2 cents to make.
Correct, but other fast food places, Burger King, it's all over $2. So it was one of the great.
Burger King 169, 199, 219.
Yeah, well, they're right up there. I got to start looking at Burger King. How do you go from 129 to 179 in just one day? How do you do that, Jason?
I don't know. I did see this, and I see that that would make you a free agent.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Maybe high fructose corn syrup is up.
I've not.
You got to get some of that in your life.
I mean, plus, don't you have to give people a warning? Like, by the way,
phosphoric acid, maybe that's up that, these days.
Okay.
Aspartame, some of that stuff.
That very well could be. No, I think who's ever in charge said it's still a pretty good deal at $179. Plus, with the app we have, we're giving people such a deal that they can still get stuff for cheap. If you do it through a mobile app, if you order now mobile, you get 30% off your cost over $5.
Yeah. Yeah, that in their app. Yeah,
and I now mobile order almost every day when I Unless I have a cheap thing, but so I should not be
break. 199, 249, 289
For what?
For beverages. 199 for the 14 ounce, 249 for 20 ounce, 289 for the.
Who's that? Where's that?
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because if you call it Homer, it's still a deal. Yes, it's still a deal. But 50 cents in one day? Sorry to make you listen to that. Jason, between...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yes.
I'm in the app right now. I'm getting a large Coke for $1.29.
All right.
Ooh, you got gypped.
Are you... So I guess here's my question.
Yes.
Is there... Yeah, $1.29. A large Coke in the app on. So my question is this the Tosa McDonald's that you're?
Yes, 65th, right near my house, and it may not be the same everywhere else. Other places, I think it's probably 129.
Right, and maybe they're just doing it to you.
No, because I checked, and the guy said, "Yeah, I know these people." They said, "Yeah, 220."
Of course you do.
They said 220. A lot of
that's
people
where they're
have been
gouging
complaining.
You. They know you.
So. All right, Jason, last Packer question.
That's what old people do.
Yeah, that's true. What do you want to either focus on or what do you want to make sure you cover? Because you got over a week until the first game. So what's at the top, as I've said before, at the top of your list to get across to people or give information to people before the season starts?
Yeah, so obviously things get real starting on Monday. So we've got tomorrow... Saturday and Sunday, these guys all have time off. I was talking to David Bakhtiari in the locker room, and then Luke Musgrave came by, and Bakhtiari invited him to go golfing with him. They're all kind of sticking around, but they're going to do some fun stuff, right? So for me, with no access, I want to tell some of the stories that I haven't gotten to tell yet. So Malik Heath is all excited. Because when you make the 53, and Tony, I don't know if you're a video game guy or not, but
yeah.
you get put in Madden.
You get the Madden.
So now he's in Madden, and he's really excited about it. And all he runs are go routes on Madden. But like that kind of stuff.
You get some money from being on there too.
Nice, yeah. So Malik Heath is, I don't know how, is he going to catch two passes in Chicago on September 10th? I don't know. If Romeo Doubs isn't 100%, he might catch more. But, those types of stories. I mean, Daniel Whelan, the Irish punter, who, by the way, I asked him about this yesterday. I'm like, so you were born in Ireland, you grew up there, and then when you were 13, you moved to the United States with your mom? He said, yeah. I said, so when you've lived in California from age 13 to 22 or whatever, you lose your Irish accent? He said, yeah, I wish I could get it back. Like, so I don't know if he thinks, it would get girls or what the theory would be behind that. But, yeah, he's lost his Irish accent.
Oh, yeah,
accent.
No, it's so cool. Yeah, there's a certain percentage of people that like it. It's cool.
It's a great accent. Right, agreed.
Can't he fake it? He's got to be able to fake it, and even though he doesn't have it, still fake it, right?
I don't know. I like to think that I don't have the Wisconsin accent, even though I've born and raised and lived my whole life here. But
Wisconsin?
I'm sorry?
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin's accent is flat. Aren't all Midwest accents just flat?
I don't know. I just know that there are people up here who use the word big, and they say it big when I was...
Yes.
That kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
There are a few. All right.
I feel like this was productive. Would you agree?
Yes, totally. Yeah. I didn't present my club the proper way, but I'll work on that. Thanks, Jason.
You're right. Soda prices and a little bit of Packers. That's what you get. All right, guys. Take it.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. Next.